80% of B2B marketing programs fail because leadership wasn't bought in, sales wasn't bought in, you didn't know how to measure success, you didn't have the right people involved, and you were targeting the wrong kinds of customers. Today, we're going to walk you through exactly who needs to be involved so you can successfully build your B2B marketing program. For any B2B marketing program to be successful, there are 8 core roles, and the last one is absolutely critical. So as we start with the very first role, you need a strategist. And this one seems obvious, but what we have found is that most B2B marketing and sales organizations don't have a dedicated strategist that's really leading the plan and leading the overall initiative. They do strategy by committee. And if you end up creating a committee of people that all weigh in, you don't end up actually having any one owner that's held accountable and responsible. It's shared responsibility, but not in the right ways. Yes, we are all responsible for the success of the program, but at a certain time, there needs to be one person that's held accountable. There has to be one person where the buck stops. And when you do strategy by committee, there's no one person that is fully held accountable. And as a result, you end up getting a complete lack of buy-in and drive because everyone kind of got what they wanted and nobody really nailed the strategy in the first place. The next one is going to be specifically sales buy-in. And I know that's going to be controversial because some teams think that the goal of marketing is to serve sales. And others say marketing should be able to do whatever it wants. I know this is controversial, but my perspective is marketing should be able to do whatever it wants so long as the sales pipeline is full. So when you think about building out your marketing program, if the pipeline is filled, then of course, marketing should be thinking about long-term brand building. But if the pipeline is low, we've got to think shorter term to make sure that we build the pipeline so that sales can close the opportunities. So we've got the cash flow to actually see that big, beautiful brand come to fruition. So as you think about building out your B2B program and making sure it's actually successful, make sure you've got sales buy-in on the front end. So as we think through the next role that's critical, as you scale up the organization, inevitably what starts to happen is that you get individual contributors that own a specific channel. So think of someone that owns Google Search or LinkedIn ads or email marketing or SEO. These individual contributors are measured on the success of their individual channel. So as you go to build out a larger integrated marketing and sales program, you're going to need them to help you with their channels. But they're actually measured separately from your larger strategy. So what you want to do is you want to understand what are they currently doing? What are their initiatives? What are their goals? And how does your larger strategy play into making sure that they also look successful by helping your program succeed? So as you think about your overall program and your overall strategy, if you're a large enough organization where you have individual channel managers, you've got to get their buy-in. This is less of a concern on the measurement front if you're a smaller organization, but at the end of the day, this is one of those other things where if you've got a small team that's doing a lot of different stuff, you may build out a strategy, but without clear ownership, it's not clear who's actually going to go execute in that channel. So even though you may not have the formal title of channel manager, you may own and be responsible for channel execution. So again, if you're a large org, make sure you get buy-in on from each individual channel manager for the channels you need to use. If you're in a smaller org, make sure you actually get someone that's bought in to actually seeing the execution of the strategy to fruition in those channels. The next person that's absolutely critical is content. So as we talk about channels, those are just simply distribution. That's how we get in front of people. But what's equally as important, if arguably not more important, is where we're sending them. And this is where content is incredibly important. So as you think about where we actually want to drive people to, you may need to create new content assets that are specific to this audience. So if you don't get content bought into where they add it into their content calendar, I've actually seen entire programs get delayed by 3 to 6 months simply because the content team could not get it into their capacity to execute. So as you think about making sure this program actually gets off the ground and off the ground quickly, you've got to make sure you've got the right content resources internally or externally so that this can be prioritized and executed quickly. The next role that's critical is going to be the design team. So as you think about what we've just outlined, so far you've got a great strategy that kind of brings it all together. You've got channel managers that are making sure it gets out into the world. You've got great content that's written to engage the audience. But now we've got to have design make sure it actually looks good. So if you do all the perfect channel execution and all the perfect content, but it never actually made it to the website. We didn't get the ads designed. We didn't actually create something that was visually engaging and appealing. Your program will likely get largely ignored by your audience. So again, in the same vein as content getting delayed, design is in the exact same boat. If you do not have the capacity or the ability to get the designs knocked out, I know some people are still using Canva and that's great, but like I use Canva and I'm not that great of a designer. Good content that is matched with bad design gets ignored. So we want to make sure we've got great content and great design so you can truly engage the audience effectively. So as we move on to the next role, it's really going to come down to specifically revenue operations. So revenue operations, it's a fancy term that just means it's the operations team that works between marketing, sales, and customer success, and is intentionally not just one department focused, but is focused on how we drive revenue as a business. This is critical because what you want to make sure of is in this kind of an integrated marketing and sales type program, you want to make sure you've actually got a centralized hub for all things operations that understands how all the other teams are operating. On top of that, revenue operations is going to help you build out your dashboards to showcase impact and actually help you understand how your program is delivering. And then the fancy way of saying it is orchestration. But what that functionally means is revenue operations will make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing at the right times and helps to hold individual contributors accountable to also driving the program forward, because they can build out things like automation that assign tasks and automations that ensure that actual programs are triggered. So as you think about the actual execution of the strategy, revenue operations is often the functional glue that makes sure it gets built in your technology. One role you're probably surprised we haven't referenced yet is the executive sponsor. So as you're building out this kind of a program, this is going to be something that is a large company initiative. As we're getting both marketing and sales all bought in on a program together to drive specific revenue and impact, typically CEO wants to know what's going on. CRO wants to know what's going on. CFO wants to know what's going on. So what you need is someone at the executive level that can report up and can work across the different teams to make sure that we've got the support that we need to continue to drive this program forward. If you lose executive sponsorship or you lose executive engagement, this is typically where programs get cut, because they get hit with the questions of like, well, where's the ROI? Why have we not seen a return yet? And again, sometimes these things take time to build. So with executive sponsorship, you actually get the runway to see the kinds of programs come to fruition that will make a massive impact on the brand. The last role that is absolutely crucial, and it's probably going to surprise you, is actually project management. Most organizations that have a marketing integrated program don't have a dedicated project manager. And as a result, there's not really any one person that feels responsible for really driving the programs forward. But again, as I just outlined, seven other roles, and then some of those roles have multiple people within them. Like, there's a lot of people to coordinate. So if you don't have a dedicated person that owns actual project management and sets deadlines for when things get done and actually holds people accountable to those deadlines, what ends up happening is these things just continue to slip over and over and over and over again because other priorities come up. And again, when we're engaging with so many people, what often happens is our program is important, but it's not urgent. And as a result, people prioritize urgent over important because urgent feels important. And at the end of the day, if you only work on urgent things and you never actually move to just important things, you consistently stay on a hamster wheel where you're constantly just fighting fires. The goal here is to help the business move forward and get out of that constant hamster wheel of just the next sale and the next lead. And that's what these programs can do. So with great project management, you ensure that, yes, things that need to get done today get done. And also, we can prioritize things that help us drive towards a better future, which is why project management is actually one of the most crucial roles for successfully building out a B2B marketing program. So as I just walked through all of this, you might be thinking, there's not even eight people that are in our marketing and sales department. We've only got a team of two sellers and a marketer. And what I want to be super clear on is these are not necessarily full-time employees. These are roles. So someone can sit in multiple roles. I have often sat in content strategy and project management all at the same time to drive a program forward. The biggest thing I want you to take away is if there's not clear ownership for each one of these roles, there is a gap in your program that will create massive delays. And when executives come to ask you, how is our program performing? You may not have even launched yet because of the delays that you ended up experiencing. So as you walk away from this, make sure you've got clarity on who owns what across these eight specific roles. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you like content like this, we're going to create a ton more that helps you build out a successful B2B marketing program. So I'd invite you to like this video, subscribe, and please send this on to your boss to make sure that you've got clarity on exactly what you need to do to be successful building out your B2B marketing program.